Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In Italy, a ban on large cruise ships in Venice's famous lagoon began this month, and many are cheering. Opponents have fought the supersized vessels for decades. They argue the cruise ship stops pollute the waterways and overwhelm a city not built to handle ships that big or to the thousands of tourists they carry. Joining us from Venice is Giovanni Legorano. He's correspondent for The Wall Street Journal. Giovanni, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, tell me a little bit about how this ban came about. I understand it came soon after UNESCO threatened to add Venice to its list of endangered cities. Did that kind of spur this action?
I think that that was definitely a factor that led to this action by the government. But obviously, the history of this ban is very long and it followed a very torturous process. Earlier this year, the government had already decided to ban large cruise liners from the historic center of Venice. But the problem has always been that an alternative route had to be found. So in the meantime, what they decided to do is to actually allow those cruise liners to still pass by the historic center this year. And they actually resumed in June. But then, because of the UNESCO, but also because of the protest of the people, and also because, let's face it, I mean, it was such a long time that a decision had to be taken, like a final decision, that they decided to actually ban them from the historic center.
I see. So just so I understand you, after the lockdown ended and cruise ships were moving around the world for a while, had they returned to Venice?
They had, yeah. From June, basically every weekend, there were maybe two large cruise liners passing through Venice. So that had angered a lot of people because they didn't see cruise liners for a year and a half because of the pandemic. So cruise liners were completely unseen in the city. Venetians had a glimpse of how the city could be without tourists and also without large cruise liners. So when they started again to pass through the city in June, that caused a complete uproar in the city. And at the same time, there was the UNESCO threat to take off Venice from the list of cultural places that added to the problem.
So I guess help me understand, for those of us who haven't been to Venice, what does it look like when a large cruise ship docks and hundreds, thousands of people emerge? You know, how does that change the city? What does it look like?
Well, let's say that these large cruise liners normally carry around 3,000 passengers. They then disembark in the city. Obviously, they don't stop in hotels. And they are basically equated to the day trippers.
So these are three or 4 hours or something like that. They just kind of rush to get as much as they can and get back on the boat.
Exactly. That's the feeling that you get. And at the same time, the other thing is when the ships actually pass very close to St. Mark's Square, let's say 1,000 feet from that iconic place, and then they pass through a canal called the Giudecca Canal in order to get to the passengers' terminal. The sight can be even scary. They are huge, and they're definitely enormous compared to the size and the fragility of the city.
Okay, and so the case for banning ships is, I mean, can you talk a little bit more about it? Is it on one case that it can be overrun with tourists and kind of undermine the history of this place, but also can be a big environmental risk?
I think it's a mix of factors. Definitely, there is the environmental issue there. The campaigners against the large cruise liners in the lagoon have argued over the years that the passage of these very large ships can damage the delicate and fragile foundations of the palazzos of the city. And at the same time, they can pollute the lagoon, which itself is also a pretty fragile environment. And at the same time, there is the touristic issue, which has always divided the city, because obviously, on the one hand, you have many businesses, families, and individuals that live off tourism and therefore welcome these large ships and the tourists they carry, while at the same time, there are a lot of people which work in jobs unrelated to tourism, and therefore they feel only the bad side of tourism, which is crowded street and difficult access to services and so on.
And finally, let me ask you, how long might this ban be in effect? Are there measures afoot? Is there infrastructure being constructed now to, on behalf of the cruise lines, potentially bring some of these ships back in the future?
That's an important issue. What's going to happen here is that the Port Authority is working to adapt some of the docks in the industrial port, which is inside the lagoon, in order to host the cruise liners in the future, let's say probably from next summer. And obviously these large cruise ships will follow a different route. They will not pass through the historic center, but they will pass through a different part of the lagoon and reach this new docks and the industrial area. At the same time, they launched a tender in order to build another port, most likely outside of the lagoon, which has been one of the possible solutions on the table for years. How long it will take to have a new port outside of the lagoon, it's all to be seen, but I don't think it will happen before 5, 6, or even 7 years.
Giovanni Lagarano, he's correspondent for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.